This room, decorated with furniture from circa 1900s, is intended for weddings. Here you can see an old fireplace. Besides the room for temporary exhibitions, this is the only room on the first floor that was heated. It once contained the bedrooms of Count Silverio and his wife Cecilia. A heated dining hall was located on the ground floor. The family would come here on retreat in the summer and autumn, when the most important produce was being harvested and processed, namely grapes. The Dobrovo estates were occupied by tenants. The rent for the farm and house was mostly paid in grapes. The wine from Goriška Brda had great renown and was sold to Carinthia and Carniola. Preserved beneath the ground floor is a mighty vaulted cellar where wine was stored. The size of the cellar, which was marked on the Franciscan cadaster from the first half of the 19th century, bears witness to the mansion's role as a wine processing and storage facility. For a wine guide to the county of Gorizia in Gradiska, Count Bager wrote on a form that 315 hectares of his land were planted with vines of the following varieties: Rebula, Riesling, Blue Frankish, Blue Portuguese, Burgundy and Picolit. On average, he produced 1,200 hectoliters of wine per year. At the end of the 19th century, the cellar stored, among other things, 1,000 bottles of vintage Picolit, produced between 1760 and 1846. The Count equipped the cellar with concrete tanks, glass-coated on the inside, which he had bought in Klosterneuburg near Vienna.